Good evening. I am in great gratitude for your presence with me tonight. To come together in gratitude, to experience the peace and the love and the joy that meditation always brings us, and to hear Jeshua's words so beautifully said from his heart to our hearts. Jeshua tells us, when you are in a place of gratitude, in a place of thankfulness, quite literally, the heart chakra expands. You can feel it. So that's what we will be experiencing tonight. Opening up of our heart chakra, of all of our chakras, all of the energy centers. And take ourselves into that place of the deep heart where gratitude resides and where it grows within us. When we allow ourselves to turn from the place of worry and discontent and the news of the world into the place of heaven within, that is when we know that we are residing in our true home. For it is where our true home truly is, where peace, gratitude, and joy reside. And when you are in that place of deep heart gratitude, you are truly present in your life. So now, let's take a deep breath. The deep breath that Jeshua always tells us to do. And be present in this place and time. And breathe in peace. As you exhale any blocks to your gratitude and peace, and be here right now in this perfect time and place. Allow your body to relax as you imagine a golden white light on the top of your head, like a miniature sun, and feel that golden white light flow through you gently, easily, from the top of your head into your head, opening up your third eye, your pineal gland that's in the middle of your head, and down into your throat, your communication center. Breathe into it. Breathe into your heart. Feeling that connection between mind and heart. Being in congruence, in alignment. Breathe in again into the solar plexus. Your power center. It too has an intelligence and memory. Another deep breath into the pelvic area, our creation center, our root chakra. and down into your feet, down the legs and into your feet, feeling grounded in Mother Earth. Breathe again. Feel that golden white light as the life force energy moving down your arms, down your spine, down your back, and down the back of your legs. And feel your energy circulate with each breath. As you inhale, breathe in that energy from your feet to your head. And as you exhale, exhale down your back and to your feet. So you're standing or sitting in a circle of golden white light. Inhale from the feet to the head. Slow exhale down the back of your head, your spine, your feet. How magical our bodies are as temples of the Holy Spirit. Keep breathing and circulating the light energy in the circle around you, front and back. Relaxing, healing, energizing. Feel how good that feels. And now as you breathe again, circulate the energy up one side of your body on the inhale and down the other side of your body as you exhale. So you're standing in a hula hoop of light. Up one side and down the other. Play with that golden white light. Feel it circulate. And now let the energy gather at your feet. You have like a pool of golden white light at your feet. And as you inhale the light, feel it moving up through the middle of your body. From your feet, all the chakras up to your head. And then as you exhale, let it shower all around you. Back down to your feet. So you're like a fountain of light. Inhale and exhale. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth. Feel how wonderful this light energy feels. How energized and exhilarating and alive it can make you feel. how present to this life and this moment. How your heart can fill to overflowing with light and love, with the peace and the presence of your divine self. And in this state of receptivity and blissful breathing, Jeshua's words remind us of the awakening to the kingdom of peace that is really as close as our breath and always within us. Beloved, there is a cry from the soul of mankind to know its truth and to awaken. And I say unto you that by being present in every moment, you will find yourself to be awake. It is not something that is far off which needs to be awaited. It is right here, in this very moment. Every moment, as you lift up your eyes and you behold the beauty of a leaf upon a tree, the play of sunshine upon the leaf, as you behold away, the flow opens to the sunshine. Listen to the songbird songs in the morning and at eventide. Each time you look upon your brother and sister and you behold the smile, the Christ light in them, you are truly awake. Beloved, it is not something which you have to pray for, which you have to strive for, which you have to be good enough to experience. It is here every moment with you. It awaits only your choice to be present with whatever is in front of you and to behold it in holy vision. If you will receive it, you are awake in this moment as you come unto that place of peace within the heart. Breathe into that heart. This is who you truly are, and you are awakened. Now, this is not to say that there will not be times that you will have other things upon the mind and you will go asleep within the dream. But if you will remember to breathe with consciousness, being present with the breath, you bring yourself back to the place of peace. And you bring yourself back to the awakening. Beloved, you are awake in every moment that you so choose. And as you would see these moments strung together without interruption, you will feel a power in the realization, the power of coming into remembering who you are. Whenever you have stopped and you have taken a deep breath and come into the place of silence where you could hear the still, small voice, you have awakened once more in the kingdom. That is why I have said unto you that it is with simplicity, not with effort, that one comes unto the kingdom. It takes only your willingness to accept the peace which you are. Feel that. Breathe that peace. Hear your still, small voice. What is it saying to you? Beloved, from that peace, everything else is added unto you. For when one abides in the peace of the heart, attending only to the still small voice, all wisdom, all power is granted unto you. You are truly the child of our Heavenly Father, and there can be nothing denied you. There is nothing hidden from you. It takes only your willingness to come unto the place of the heart, the place of peace, the kingdom within, to ask and then to listen. beloved, there will be cosmic laughter upon this place as each son and daughter realize that he or she has never strayed from the kingdom, for the kingdom has always been within. It is always within you. You cannot lose it. Verily, I have said, the kingdom of God is within, for it is you, when you remember the peace which you are and choose its expression as love. It is a state of being fully realized. Then you are truly awakened, and there will be joy which will be singing within your heart. And it will be as if the heavenly hosts are singing with you, because you feel such exhilaration of who you are. Beloved, verily I say to you, each day is the day which the Lord had made, for you have made it. Go and rejoice in it, and know yourself to be the child of our Heavenly Father. And do you know how the natural child goes? With simplicity, not wondering what the next hour is going to bring, or what should be done, or how anyone else is going to look upon what they are doing. A child is so immersed in what is happening at the moment, they are very much present with that moment and enjoying the blessings thereof. Be the child of our Heavenly Father. Be the child of your Heavenly Father. Be very present with everything and everyone, appreciating every nuance and subtlety. Be very present with each moment. Acknowledge the peace of the breath. And know that in that peace unfolds your remembrance of the awakening. Peace be with you. And now gently and easily bring yourself back into this time and place. losing none of the peace, the gratitude, and the wisdom that you have gained. Move your fingers and your toes and your shoulders, and know that that light is always within you. You carry it with you. You carry that mantle of light with you, as you. Affirm in your heart that you will return here anytime you need to feel this peace. And in great gratitude, you remember your divine nature. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. And so it is. I love you.